Random House Audio presents The Girl Who Chased the Moon by Sarah Addison Allen. Read for you by Rebecca Lohman. Chapter 1. It took a moment for Emily to realize the car had come to a stop. She looked up from her charm bracelet, which she'd been worrying in slow circles around her wrist, and stared out the window. The two giant oaks in the front yard looked like flustered ladies caught mid-curtsy, their starched green leaf dresses swaying in the wind. "This is it?" she asked the taxi driver.
"6 Shelby Road, Mullaby. This is it."
Emily hesitated, then paid him and got out. The air outside was tomato-sweet and hickory-smoked, all at once delicious and strange. It automatically made her touch her tongue to her lips. It was dusk, but the streetlights weren't on yet. She was taken aback by how quiet everything was. It suddenly made her head feel light. No street sounds, no kids playing, no music or television. There was this sensation of otherworldliness, like she'd traveled some impossible distance. She looked around the neighborhood while the taxi driver took her 2 overstuffed duffel bags out of the trunk. The street consisted of large old homes, most of which were showpieces in true old movie Southern fashion, with their elaborate trim work and painted porches. The driver set her bags on the sidewalk beside her, nodded, then got behind the wheel and drove off. Emily watched him disappear. She tucked back some hair that had fallen out of her short ponytail, then grabbed the handles of her duffel bags. She dragged them behind her as she followed the walkway from the sidewalk, through the yard, and under the canopy of fat trees.